Good morning and welcome to English Experience Podcast. I am Analia and here with me is Leo. Hello, Leo.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Very well. You know that Leo is my best student. Leo es mi mejor alumno because he's the only one I have here. Es el único que tengo aquí.
And you're the best teacher.
Ahí soy la mejor teacher, of course.
Of course.
I am the only teacher in the room. Soy la única profesora que hay en el aula. Okay, well, today we're going to talk about the Titanic.
Wow.
Wow. Do you like sailing? ¿Te gusta navegar?
Yes, I love that.
Oh, me too. I love sailing. It's fantastic.
Feels like freedom.
Yeah, feels like freedom. But I don't know if... I don't know what about Titanic. Because Titanic was meant to be the safest ship ever. Estuvo diseñado para ser el barco más seguro de toda la historia.
¿Cómo puedes decir puede fallar?
It may fail.
It may fail.
And it failed.
Yes.
It fashion. And it did. Yeah, of course. Unfortunately. Desafortunadamente. For the passengers. You know that more than two-thirds, más del dos tercios of the passengers and crew, de los pasajeros y tripulación, died. Okay, it was terrible.
Yes.
What do you know about the Titanic? Can you tell me your version of the story?
Well, I have the movie version, I think. That is the one that I... But I love the story.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. And very sad, too, actually.
Yes, but you can learn a lot of things.
Yeah, of course. And it has morals. Tiene una moraleja. If you are too ambitious, sometimes it's not a good thing. Being too ambitious is not a good thing. Ser demasiado ambicioso o demasiado presuntuoso is not a very good thing.
And how do you say precavido?
Precautious.
Precautious.
You know that we are talking that the designers of the Titanic, they said that the Titanic was unsinkable. Sink es hundir. Unsinkable significa inundible, que no usamos esa palabra en español, pero significa que era imposible hundirlo.
That is not the same of unthinkable.
Unthinkable es impensable. Muy bien, very good association, Leo.
Yes.
Muy buena asociación, Leo.
Because they were.
Unthinkable, pero hablamos con la TH que se pronuncia como una Z en español.
Claro.
Unthinkable significa impensable. Y unsinkable con S, unsinkable, es inundible, es imposible de hundir. But unfortunately, it sunk. Pero desafortunadamente se hundió.
Yes. In three
sunk
hours.
En el pasado. In three hours.
Yes.
In the icy water, en el agua congelada of the Atlantic. Okay, you know that it was in 1912. Fue en 1912.
Wow, long time
and,
ago.
Yeah, I think it has more than 2,000 passengers. Tenía más de 2,000 pasajeros. Okay, so it was a huge ship. Okay.
Imagine that time, people in the, going up. It's to take the ship.
Yeah.
Get on.
Used to. Solían, acostumbraban subirse. Get on the ships. Yeah, it's true.
And they were like selective. It was an exclusive thing.
It was an exclusive thing. Of course it was. Yeah. Era una cosa exclusiva. It was pretty expensive. Era bastante caro. And they had different categories. Of travelers. Tenían distintas categorías de viajeros como tenemos hoy en los aviones, as we have today in our planes, for example. Yeah, of course. Well, would you like to know more?
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I'm going to read you a small story about the Titanic, but it's for real, es verdadera.
Okay.
When the Titanic embarked on her maiden voyage, maiden quiere decir inaugural.
Okay.
Voyage from Southampton in April 1912, she was the largest ship in the world. Largest quiere decir el más grande, es el superlativo. O más grande del mundo, el más grande del mundo. Okay, and we say she. Dije, recién leí she. She es porque los barcos se nominan en inglés como ella.
No, porque es un ship.
No, it's a she, she es ella.
But ship is the boat.
Yeah, it's the boat. On board, a bordo, were an estimated 2,240 passengers and crew.
A lot of people.
¿Qué número dije?
2,240.
In Spanish?
2,240.
40. Very good. Excellent, Leo. Passengers and crew. Crew es tripulación y passengers son pasajeros. Obviamente, there were more passengers than crew. Of course. Había más pasajeros que tripulación. Okay, so, the Titanic's owners, los dueños del Titanic, promised her passengers, that the Titanic was unsinkable. Mm. We were saying that.
Yes.
Thanks to the state-of-the-art technology. Gracias a la tecnología de punta. State-of-the-art es la tecnología de punta, de avanzada. They have used, que habían usado. After 4 days at sea, después de 4 días en el mar.
4 wonderful days.
Yeah, wonderful days, but very short time, pero un tiempo yes. muy cortito. The Titanic was steaming at full speed. Estaba a todo vapor. Steam es vapor. A todo vapor, a toda velocidad. The ship's captain received reports of ice from other ships. El capitán recibió reportes, informes, de otros capitanes de otros barcos avisándole que había hielo, ice.
But
he didn't pay attention, pero no les prestó atención.
Of course.
Or not was, much attention, no demasiada atención.
Because it was unthinkable. No,
unthinkable. Era no, it was unthinkable and unthinkable. Era impensable both. E inundible. Okay, both, ambos. Then, at around 11:30 p.m., a las 11 y media de la noche, a lookout, uno de los marineros que miraban, sighted, vio an iceberg.
Okay. Mm.
So, they hit the iceberg on a side, lo golpearon en un costado, and it sank in 3 hours. Y se hundió en 3 horas. Only 706 passengers survived. Solo 706 pasajeros sobrevivieron, with more than twice the number meeting their deaths in the icy water.
No, mientras que
más del dos tercios murió en el agua helada. Okay. Today the Titanic is remembered as a cautionary tale, como un cuento que previene con moraleja against excessive ambition, en contra de la ambición excesiva. The unsinkable ship that went down on its maiden voyage. Es el barco inundible que se hundió en su viaje inaugural. It's a very, very sad story.
Yes.
Okay, and you know that there are lots of people were dying on the icy waters. That is a terrible death.
Yeah.
Una muerte terrible.
And we never saw a project like that. Nunca lo vimos. Nunca más vimos un proyecto
never
tan,
more. Yeah, no.
Tan
so grande. So ambitious about a boat, at
yes.
least. En cuanto a un bote, por supuesto. And what do you know about the Titanic? Did you hear new things about the Titanic today in our class? Yes.
Yes, of course.
Or did you know everything?
No.
¿O sabías
no,
todo?
No. I have to remember now the number of passengers.
What is the number of how many people were there?
2,240.
Very good. Excellent. And how many survived? ¿Cuántos sobrevivieron?
706.
Very good, excellent. He's my best student. Okay, well, I hope you have enjoyed our class today.
Of course.
Okay, and you too at home or in your car or wherever or down the streets. And have a very, very nice day. Goodbye.
Bye.